Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Your Mind Matters podcast. I'm your host, Natalie, and today we're going to be talking about striking a balance. Before we get started, I want to say if you do hear a little bit of snoring in the background, that is my dog, Winnie. She's laying on the floor in my office as I record this, and she is taking a little nap. Hopefully, she's far enough away that you can't really hear it, but that snoring is Winnie if you do hear it. So like I said, we're going to be talking about striking a balance, and this has just been a big theme in my life recently and what has inspired this episode. And I was writing down my thoughts about this the other night, just reflecting on the past few years and where I find myself today. And I thought this would be a great topic to chat with you about today, because I think if you're like me and you're about my age, I'm 24 years old, and I think that this is a big time in our lives where we're going through yet another transitional phase. I think between the ages of like 18 and probably up to your 30s, you're just going through a lot of changes and always trying to find a new balance. So my hope is that this conversation resonates with you, maybe not the whole thing, but even just one or two ideas that I present. And that's kind of what this whole podcast is about, sharing my life experiences and what I've learned to hopefully help you along in your journey and teach you things that you might be experiencing and give you a new perspective that may apply to something that you're going through in life. So the first thing that I want to say is, if you haven't been following me on social media since I was in college, I will give you a little background. And if you have been following me, first of all, thank you. You rock. And I want to give you a little refresher. But when I was in college, I was working out 6, sometimes 7 days a week. I was walking probably 20,000 steps around campus every day. I was tracking my macros to a T every day, weighing everything out, being super strict. Very regimented. I was a very, very disciplined person, and I really prided myself on that. And because of that immense amount of discipline, I like held myself to a higher standard. And towards the end of my senior year, right before COVID hit, so like Christmas time of 2019, I kind of decided that, especially tracking macros, I was still really enjoying my workouts, but tracking macros was taking a toll on me mentally, and I was no longer seeing food as something to enjoy, but rather numbers and trying to hit daily goals. And it just wasn't a healthy mindset for me to be in. So I stepped away and I stopped tracking macros. I went from one end of the spectrum to the opposite, where I was before, like I said, very disciplined, weighing everything out, tracking everything, to being like, oh, I can kind of eat whatever I want. And as long as I work out, it's going to be fine. I know how to eat and make healthy meals, but I don't have to put them in my phone every day. I can enjoy an Oreo or two without feeling like I have to track them. And this is where my disordered eating went from very disciplined to very chaotic and not very nutritious. And like I said, even though I did know how to make a healthy meal and like for how long I was tracking macros, I could pretty much eyeball something and tell you the calorie count and the protein and carbs and fats and all that stuff. But I think I had just burnt myself out with doing that, that I didn't even care to like take care of myself like that anymore, because it felt like too much work and too much mental. It was taking up too much mental capacity for me. So I stopped tracking my macros and I just kind of started eating like shit. I also started eating a lot less, because when I was tracking my macros, I was eating a lot of food. I was working out a lot and I had a lot of muscle mass, so I could eat a lot of food. And I slowly but surely started to eat less and less. And as I ate less and less, I was also eating less and less nutritious foods. I was not hitting my protein. I was probably eating way too many carbs, not enough healthy fats, and just kind of not making the best decisions for myself. And that went on for a couple years. My anxiety really affects my hunger levels. And when I'm anxious, I feel so nauseous and sick to my stomach that I don't want to eat anything. And through COVID, obviously, my anxiety and especially social anxiety got a lot worse, which I feel is true for most everyone. Even if it wasn't like severe, I feel like COVID just kind of gave us all a level of social anxiety that didn't exist in our society before. And I was also having a lot of anxiety about like my identity online. I had graduated college, not even my identity online. I was having just an identity crisis in general, because I had graduated college in the middle of a pandemic. I didn't really know what I was going to do with my life. Instagram changed a lot because we weren't going to the gym, and just like life changed a lot during COVID, and I'm sure everyone is very well aware of that. I don't really need to go into great detail on that, but my life changed a lot, and I went from very disciplined to I have no structure, I have nowhere to be, I just have to get on Zoom classes and turn assignments in until I graduate, and then once I graduate, I'm free. I have no responsibilities. I have to, you know, continue to make money online, but that's all on my own time, on my own accord. I don't have to try to apply for jobs. I don't have to try to go into work or work from home or whatever. I just was living a very different life than I was in college. I went from discipline to no structure at all, and that continued for the last almost three years now. It wasn't until, I guess, 2 years. About a year ago, I decided that I really needed to make some changes in my life and, you know, try to find that balance again. And recently, I have been on my hormonal balancing journey. If you've listened to any of the previous episodes, especially about birth control, you're very well aware of that. And when I hit the point where I was like, I need help and I can't keep living like this anymore, my initial reaction was, I need to start tracking macros again. I need to start working out again. I need to get really disciplined, because when I was really disciplined, I was in the tiniest body that I've ever had. I probably wasn't very mentally happy, but hindsight is always like, you see things better than they were in hindsight, or at least I do. I pick out all of the happy moments and I push those dark, sad, depressed moments to the very, very, very back of my brain, so I don't ever have to think about them, and it's like they don't exist. So I reflect on that time being like, oh, I was so disciplined and I looked really good and I was probably super happy. I remember some of the happy times, and the low points I don't really reflect on because I don't remember them as clearly as the happy times, if that makes sense. I think that's true for most people. Like, we don't, our brains just try not to remember the times we were struggling as much as they try to remember all the times we were happy. But anyways, I find myself like, as soon as I recognize a problem, my brain immediately goes to, let's be as disciplined as humanly possible, and that's the only way you're going to solve your problems. But then my brain goes, that sounds miserable, and I don't want to put myself through that. I don't want to have to worry about, you know, every bite of food I'm putting into my mouth and every bicep curl I do at the gym. It's not that serious, and there should be a way to strike a balance, because that's no way to live. I don't believe that we have to be that disciplined to live a happy, fulfilled, joyful life, and one where we're satisfied with our physical and mental health. So I think that is just something noteworthy to start with, that my brain immediately goes to like the extreme of being disciplined. As soon as I recognize something I don't like about myself, even, I guess I'm speaking about my physical appearance here, but let's take it to something else. Even like my work or like my hobbies, like, oh, I'm not reading enough book. Like, my goal is to read X amount of books in a year, and I've been slacking on it recently. This isn't necessarily true. I'm just using it as an example. If I've been slacking on my reading, I'm like, okay, well, I have to read 3 books this week in order to catch up. And if I don't read 3 books this week, I'm going to fail indefinitely, and there's no coming back from this. And I'm going to have to push off all my plans so that I can read those 3 books and get it back. Like, my brain just goes to such an extreme. And the more I find myself in situations like this, and the more I become aware of it, the quicker I can stop those thoughts and kind of sit and ask myself questions like, why do I feel like this? What is the more logical answer here? Or like, what would be the healthier option here? So I do think that it's noteworthy to start there, because obviously going from one extreme to another is the opposite of finding the balance. And that's where I've been, at least where my headspace has been in the last year. And I'm trying to finally come to a point where I am striking that balance, because I do believe that we can find a middle ground, and that is where I can be both my healthiest self and my happiest self at the same time. And that's what I really want for myself these days. I don't want to send myself into a spiral of being so disciplined and, quite frankly, miserable, because all of my energy is going to, you know, meeting these perfect, strict guidelines I've created for myself. And I know that that's not going to necessarily make me happy. I might be happy with the results that I'm getting, but I'm not going to be happy in the journey or in the process of getting there. And I think that's more important, because there's no
there's no finish line to cross. We are always evolving. We are always changing physically, mentally, emotionally, situationally. Like, our lives are always changing, and so we're never going to find that perfect happy medium and stay there forever. It's always going to be changing. And I think that that is a huge lesson that I've learned in the last couple years, because again, I reflect on like being in college and even right out of college, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so like happy and everything's perfect and I've really found this great balance. And then time goes on and I keep trying to apply those same practices and those same habits and I'm not getting the results I want. And it took me a really long time to realize, well, that's because my point of center, or my where that balance lies, has changed because my life has changed a lot and my priorities have changed, my body's needs, my mental needs, my relationship needs, all my needs have changed from when I was 20 years old or 21 or 22 to now. And like, I would hope that my center and my point of balance has changed as well. Otherwise, you're not really growing as a person and you're not changing and adapting to what life is throwing at you, and just like aging and growing up and becoming more responsible and more independent. This is a huge time in our life full of transformation, and we're always growing and changing into new people. And again, our point of center or the place where we find balance should change as well. That only makes sense. And the other thing that I've been thinking a lot about is just like, when I do have these very extreme thoughts of discipline, I feel like I'm triggering myself almost. And I haven't really opened up about this a lot, because the older I get and the more aware I become of like my responsibility and having an online presence and the things that I talk about and the things that I watch other people talk about, I think can be very triggering to other people. And I don't want to contribute to that narrative. I want to be able to post online about my life in a way that inspires other people to find that balance for themselves and not compare their lives to mine, but rather be inspired by my life or my habits or my actions or my words or whatever it may be, to feel empowered in their own lives and follow their own passions and beliefs and practices. And like, I just want to inspire you guys to live a life that makes you feel fulfilled. I don't want you to aspire to have my life or anyone else's life online for that matter. And I think a lot of quote unquote influencers or content creators try to present their life in a way that's like, ooh, look at me. Don't you wish you had my life? And I don't think that that's really healthy. Like, I think that we're all deeply individual, unique people who are all having our own unique individual experiences in this lifetime. So why would I want to convince someone else to live the same life as me? Like, does that make sense? I strive to inspire other people to feel aligned in their own life, not to aspire to have my life. And maybe that's getting off track a little bit, but I do think it really is part of this balance that I'm finding, because I think I used to show up online and be like, ooh, look at me. Don't you wish that like your muscles looked like mine? Well, follow this workout and you'll look just like me, or eat just like me and you'll look like me. First of all, that's not true. We could all work out and eat the same and our bodies would still all look very different. But the older I get, the more I realize like, it's not fun to idolize someone else's life. It's fun to like romanticize and create your own dream life. And you should follow people online that inspire you to do that, not people who make you feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to. That's been another big lesson in my life recently. But I think that's also why I've taken such a big step back from social media, because I want to make sure that the way I'm presenting my life online comes across that way, because it's really important to me to inspire other people to live an aligned life for them and not a life that I'm making look so admirable and aspirational online. I don't know, maybe I'm just repeating myself too much, but I just don't want to be online triggering anyone, especially when I'm having these like really extreme thoughts about being disciplined and like, no days off, no excuses, weigh all your food. That's not a way that I want to live my life, and it's not a way that I want to encourage other people to live their lives. And so as I try to find this balance in my own life, it's been kind of challenging for me to present that in a way that isn't triggering to me and hopefully not triggering to other people, because I do realize that social media plays such a heavy role in our lives and the way we see the world and the way we think about ourselves and our own lives. And I just don't want to be a triggering force on top of every other, you know, influencer that's out there that is a triggering force, whether they intend to be or not. I think that as somebody who does have a platform, big or small, I'm not saying that I have 10 million followers and everybody is listening to everything I say, but I do feel a lot of responsibility for those things. And I think a lot of people who are in the same line of work as me do not think about those things, but it's been a big moral dilemma that I've had the past few years. And especially recently, as I find myself in this new headspace of making changes in my life for my health and just for the better as a whole, I don't want to make anyone else feel like they have to go to any extreme to match that, if that makes sense. Another thing that I really don't want to do and has been super challenging for me personally, this is like aside from being online plays a huge role in it, but just mentally, it's been so hard for me to not idolize my past body, like my 20-year-old body or my past self in general. Like, just I used to be so much more present online and sharing stuff and being more interactive with you guys. And I love you all so much and I appreciate you. It's crazy that I can sit here and talk to my phone and like put this out into the internet and people will listen and respond and have a personal connection with me. That is so incredible. I would not change that for the world. But it has done a lot of mental damage to me to be online in the way that I used to be to now, seeing my body change from then, seeing my internet presence change from then, my brand deals, who I'm working with, all of those things. My life has changed so much. And again, I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm very, very happy where I find myself sitting today. And it's taken a lot of ups and downs to get here. And I'm sure there will be a lot of ups and downs to come. But not looking at old photos of myself and thinking like, wow, I wish I really looked like that is super hard because I used to look really good and I still think I look great. I'm very proud of myself and I'm feeling a lot more confident in my body recently, which we'll talk about like the, you know, habits I've been implementing and how habits really make me feel better than the actual physical outcome, because I probably look the same as I did before, but I feel better. But anyways, it's been really hard for me to like not look at photos of myself and like wish that I looked like that, because I feel like it is really a form of negative self-talk to my current self and my current body. And again, I'm really proud of myself and happy with where I'm at right now. But if I slip into that rabbit hole of old photos of myself and looking even just like at the superficial things, like how much engagement I was getting on the internet or how much attention I was getting, it's really dark. It's a really, really dark place that I don't want to find myself in anytime soon. And I've been working really hard to catch myself. Not that I'm like actively doing that, but if I come across a picture of myself or something comes up on my memories or whatever, it's hard not to look at that and be like, what happened to that girl and why am I not her anymore? And there's a bit of a grieving process there that I think I'm pretty much through, because I'm becoming more and more accepting of where I'm at every single day and feeling more empowered in that, and less like, for a very long time, looking at photos or seeing myself like that was really discouraging. And it just made me feel like, oh, I'm never going to be as good as I was then, or I'm never going to be as beautiful or as strong or as healthy or as good looking. Like, that's just a really sad way to live and to like reflect on the past. And it's not going to allow you to enjoy the present moment or even be present or look forward to the future at all if you are constantly living and comparing yourself to the past. And so I really let go of that. And if this portion of the episode is really resonating with you, I really encourage you to get curious about why you do that and the things that you're saying to yourself when you do find yourself in those situations comparing yourself. And just try every day, if it's something like looking at old pictures of yourself or whatever, try every day to do it just a little bit less, or think about it a little bit less, or catch yourself a little bit sooner and question and say, you know, what is something, instead of focusing on this, what is something that I can be proud of today or this week or this month? Or like, what is something that I'm doing right now that is making me feel so good? And focus on that. Focus on what you do have. Focus on the things that you are doing for yourself. And it can be as simple as, like, I woke up and I drank a glass of water this morning, or I spent 10 minutes outside walking my dog, or I read a page of a book, or at least I took a shower today, or whatever. Fill in the blank. It doesn't even have to be a big thing, like I've worked out 3 days this week or whatever. Pick something small. You brush your teeth this morning. You got dressed. You got out of bed. You got out of bed, and you should be proud of yourself for that. You are wasting so much time and potential and energy on worrying about yourself in the past, comparing yourself to now, that you can't even enjoy the present moment and be there for yourself now and experience the life that you are living now. What has happened in the past is in the past. It's not coming back, and that's okay. Be grateful for the experience that you had in the past and that it has brought you to where you are today, and start from where your own 2 feet are at today. Living in the past is not going to help you find balance at all. It's probably going to pull you in a negative direction, in a direction that you don't want to be going, and it's just going to keep spiraling from there. And I know it's a lot easier said than done, but if you start small and work your way up every day, you are building up so much integrity with yourself. You're proving to yourself that you're worth it, and that your present self and your present life is the most important. And it's not like you have to close the door on the past forever. You can reflect with fondness, but if it's a huge source of negativity in your life right now, trust me, I have been there. I'm still there some days, and you can work through it, and you can find joy and happiness and peace and gratitude in the present moment if you stop spending so much time reflecting on the past. And I will say, I really do oscillate between the two extremes. I'm making all of this sound so simple, and I think it's because I've been going through this for a while that it is becoming more and more simple for me to try to find the balance. But I still oscillate between two extremes of wanting to be super disciplined and then also saying, well, fuck it, this doesn't matter at all. I'm just in this body experiencing a human experience. Do I really need to take care of myself? Do I really need to care that much about that stuff? And it's easy to find yourself at one end of those two extremes. But these days, I've really been trying to put my energy into getting curious about both of those thoughts, like when I go to one end or the other, and trying to figure out where can I meet myself today? What's a good balance for me today? It might look different than yesterday, and it'll probably look different tomorrow, but where can I meet myself today? I think I'm getting a little bit abstract, so let me give you an example. So like, one day I might want to indulge and have some pizza for dinner, even though I know it doesn't make my stomach feel that great, but it's fine. And then the next day I'm like, oh my God, I ate pizza last night and I'm so bloated and I feel so disgusting. I definitely need to go to the gym today. Even if I feel so exhausted and like I have no energy, I'm like, yep, gotta go to the gym today. Gotta eat really healthy fruits and veggies all day. No extra whatever. That's me going to the extreme of like, we have to kick it into high gear because you fucked up and made a monumental mistake, even though I didn't. And so once I start having those thoughts, I think to myself, you know, where can I meet myself today? Maybe I should go on a nice walk and treat my body with some love and respect and not punish myself for doing something that does not deserve any sort of punishment. Eating pizza is not a crime. I'm not going to jail. My body's not going to blow up. It's fine. Everything is fine. Let's see what would feel good for me today. Probably a walk, taking Winnie outside, getting some fresh air, getting some sunshine, moving my body a little bit, getting out of my head and into my body. And then maybe for dinner, I can cook something healthy. I don't have to eat, you know, rabbit food in the form of a salad. Maybe I could cook my favorite meal. Let's see what we've got. Maybe I could go grocery shopping because I don't have good food options in the house and I might just lead me to eat something else that isn't going to make me feel great. Trying to find that balance and really like talking myself down from the extremes has been a huge practice in my life. And the more I do it, the easier it becomes. And I'm really proud of myself for that because I feel like I'm moving in a direction that I want to be moving in and like not feeling like those two extremes are the only two places that I can exist. And that's just really like how I've been catching myself and trying to reframe my really extreme mindset. And for that, I'm really proud of myself. Again, this is all easier said than done, but I hope if you're listening to this podcast and it's resonating with you, it is encouraging you to align and try to meet yourself where you're at right now and not going to, you know, in 6 months, I'm going to have the best body ever because I'm going to work out every single day and eat a salad for dinner every single day and 3 protein shakes. And I'm just going to be totally on my hot girl shit. Like, we have so much stuff going on in our lives that your health and well-being, while it should be a priority, should not be the only thing you're focusing on. Most of us need to go to work and make money and pay our bills and maintain relationships with our loved one, with our parents, with our siblings, with our friends, with our partners, with our coworkers, everything. All of those things require time and energy. So it's not realistic to think that you can spend all of your time and energy just worrying about your health and well-being. And again, should be a priority. It is my belief that taking care of yourself should be a priority. But going to that extreme of like finding yourself, you know, isolating and just restricting and not allowing yourself to do things you enjoy, whether that's eating food that you like or hanging out with your friends because you like have to stay on your macros or your diet or whatever, like finding that balance for you every single day is going to take some time and it's going to take some practice. But the more you do it, the easier it's going to be to listen to yourself, to listen to your body, to listen to your mind, figure out what it's asking you for, figuring out what you might need that day, and just taking it day by day. You have to make peace with the fact that you're never going to be exactly where you want to be, and it's always going to be a task of like striking that balance and finding the center. But taking it day by day and not blowing it out of proportion, not thinking 2 weeks in advance or 10 years in advance or whatever, like taking, meet yourself where you are today and find that center for you today. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be forever. That has kind of been my mantra of recently, taking it day by day, one day at a time, you know, meeting myself where I'm at today and not worrying about if I didn't do my best yesterday, or not worrying about, is this going to be the same for me tomorrow? Am I going to feel the same way tomorrow, whether it's good or bad? Just taking it day by day, moment by moment, finding that center and finding that balance. And that's just been a huge practice in my life and a big theme and something that I wanted to share with you. And hopefully that made enough sense and something resonated with you along the way. I feel like I just had a little therapy session with myself, and I think I'm going to end it there because I said what I wanted to say, and I'm proud of myself, and I'm finding that balance for myself today. And I'm going to go eat a little bit of lunch and edit this and upload it. So if you're hearing this, I've had my lunch and I've uploaded it and edited it. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate and love you all so much. Hopefully Winnie was not too loud with her snoring in the background. I was trying to talk loud enough to talk over her, but a couple of them might have snuck in there. I can't believe she is still asleep and that she's still snoring. She normally does not snore this loud or this long, but must be the way she's laying on the floor. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate and love you all so much, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.